vegan, because we must tread gently on the planet.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
番組は多言語放送です。放送予定は suprememastertv.com/schedule。
The masters, the Buddhas, the saints, they are very, very compassionate in so many different ways. So people sometimes misunderstand, thinking they don't want to work or they don't want to earn their money and they go there and beg for food. It's not like that. At that time, the Buddha already became Buddha and enlightened already. He had no need. He could manifest food for himself by love.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Great to see you, precious viewers. My name is Cheng. Progressive Singapore prays for your enlightenment through the infinite grace of a living master. Singapore is a sovereign island city-state located at the southern tip of the Malay Peninsula in Southeast Asia. This modern metropolis is a prosperous center of finance, technology, trade, and tourism. The Port of Singapore is among the world's busiest harbors, and its international airport has won several awards. Singapore is also known for its lush greenery. Plants adorn the tops and sides of many buildings, and Singapore's Gardens by the Bay offers a wondrous experience of flowers and other flora. An indoor glass conservatory houses trees and plants from five continents, while an outdoor set of steel super trees act as both vertical gardens and eco-structures. Besides generating solar power and collecting rainwater, they offer a luminous array of colors at night. Along with its green achievements is Singapore's support of diversity. The country's three main ethnic groups, Chinese, Malay, and Indian, contribute cultural elements that can be appreciated by everyone. Public housing is designed so that all ethnicities are represented in each neighborhood, with schools also reflecting this multicultural blend. On Racial Harmony Day, held each year across Singapore, students wear traditional dress and participate in festivities that celebrate all cultures. It was a privilege to share a glimpse of Singapore's rich cultural diversity with you, esteemed viewers, wishing you endless days of joy and blessings. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life. A tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives include an alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Heart, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Master's Good Affinity with Sentient Beings, Part 3 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on November 11th, 2018, in Sihu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
Somehow you can manage, you know? You can be flexible with your money. I didn't have a lot because I offered it to some masters, some monks, everywhere I went, even though I didn't have much. But sometimes I was like that. I offer everything and then I had nothing. A little bit, yeah. I thought I would survive somehow. I thought God would take care of me, but He didn't. I didn't see anything that coming from the sky. I was stupid. I was thinking God will take care, but how? God doesn't make money, okay? Otherwise, we would all be rich, right? We wouldn't have to work, no? God doesn't care about money. That's why He doesn't understand us. That's why somebody has to come down here, live like you, suffer with you, you know, going through up and down everything with you. That's the price to pay. And somebody asked me, if you're a master, how come you don't have any magic power? Prove it to me that you're a master, do something. I said, what? Hula hop? Do what? Yeah? I have hands, okay? I have a brain. I have feet. I have a functional body. And a very intelligent mind. Why would I need God to do anything for me? Just to take care of my little physical body, this. You understand me? Oh yeah, now and then maybe you have some miracle if you're in a desperate situation. But I won't let myself get into a desperate situation and then become a beggar for God's mercy. Yeah? That's not right. God has done a lot already. God created all of you, look at you, and make a lot of trouble already for Him. Why would I also come and say, hey, me too? Add me to your problem list. You got that? Yeah. Let's be fair, no? God created and took care of the whole creation. Yeah? And gave us so many things already, no? It's just we are sometimes lazy. don't do anything good. Just do anything bad even, some bad thing even, yeah, and make trouble. And then blame God for everything. Like today, I ate a lot before I came. So my clothes feel very tight. That's my problem. It's not God's problem, is it? If I had not eaten so much, I would have looked better in these clothes. I knew it too late. I just explained before already, right? Have you heard it or translated it? Yeah, I won't repeat again. It's a very shameful thing. Yeah, but for so many days, I didn't have a good appetite, you know? And today, I cooked something for myself. I thought I would feel better, yeah? Because I didn't sleep much and I didn't rest much and have a lot of stress and work recently, yeah? So I thought, okay, I spoiled myself by cooking congee, rice soup, yeah? And whatever left over from the other day, you know? I just throw it inside. So that's my luxury day today. And because I cook for myself, then of course it tastes good. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's your own taste, yeah? When you cook for yourself and when it's warm and ready and you feel ready to eat, also, it tastes good. So I was thinking I cook a little bit more, so I eat two times. Today one and tomorrow I'll continue again. I finish it all in one time. Only after I wear this beautiful dress that I realize, oh, what a mistake I have made. I could eat just a little bit and come back to eat later, you know? But when you have appetite, yeah, when something you like, then you just continue without thinking. Yeah, it's all your fault, all your fault. If you were not here, would I have to suffer like this, huh? Huh? It's not God's fault, it's your fault. Human made, right? Yeah, it's all your fault. You made it. Yeah. Anyway, have you eaten yet? Breakfast? Yeah? Okay. Hey, we have only two meals here, maximum, okay? So just drooling and waiting, okay? I'm going soon, so you can eat, don't worry. What do you mean no? I'm busting inside my dress. okay. Not too bad, really. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think I would fit in this kind of dress anymore at my age. I haven't worn this for a long time. This kind, you know? I always wear loose, you know, right? You're getting older, right? More freedom and comfort is the best. It's not about looks anymore, right? It's freedom. But I didn't know this dress was so small. It looked so big hanging in there, you know, flat. So it was big. I thought it was similar to what I used to wear all the time. I took it to my area and wore it. And I said, oh, are you going down like this? With all the buttons, it doesn't fit together anymore. How are you going to go down? So I just put a scarf on here. That's it. This is also another tip for you. We can put it on TV, SMTV, tip of the day. If you happen to eat too much and you still want to look nice and tidy, then you wear a scarf in the front and tie it like this so that it stays right where the buttons are. Cover whatever gap, you know, that you yourself created by your appetite. Oh, but I'm very happy, you know what? A long time I haven't eaten such a beautiful, tasty meal because I know mostly don't have enough time to cook a lot. Yeah? Just eat what's simple from the fridge or whatever they give. Yeah. But it's not hot anymore. Yeah. Because sometimes people bring food for me, yeah? But then I'm too busy. And then I feel I could eat, you know, sometimes feel hungry, but then, oh, I think, no, you know, time, you know? Time pressure. I have to finish the job first. And by the time I finish my job, I'm over hungry or something. It doesn't taste good anymore. Also, the food became cold. Yeah. So today, when when I cook for myself, just the right thing to do. It's just the clothes are not right. It's not me. Okay? I deserve some good food sometimes. Cook for myself, right? It's the clothes a problem. This is the problem, right? Yeah. You are the problem. There, you came for Buddhist teaching, Catholic teaching, and you hear only food. Don't worry, just relax, okay? You will get home, okay? You will get home, sooner or later. Whatever I say to you is also a lesson, understand? So if you become a master in the future, don't eat. Don't eat, especially when you go see your disciples. Understand that? And if you're a woman, then even more so, don't eat at all. Keep your figure, yeah? The outside is also important to many people. Yeah, that's why I wear beautiful clothes, you know? Jesus went barefoot. Buddha wear just a monk's robe. Bodhidharma didn't even shave, just sat there. And they tried all kinds, didn't work. I tried this to see if it works better or not. It did work, huh? It works, right? Yeah. It's very convenient, see? I have the nice clothes that I design, most of them, then I can wear it beautifully, I also can sell it, you see? Huh? Two businesses in one contract. Yeah, so I earn money, look good at the same time, huh? And people like to see me, see that? Yeah, so I thought maybe in the future, if you become Buddha, wear nice clothes, okay? Put some makeup on, everything. High heels, okay? Yeah, then maybe it works, yeah? Yeah, what for people go to see movies, all the beautiful movie stars? People like beauty, no? Maybe like that. So I'm going to, well, I don't think they listen, but I want to advise all the masters to wear nice clothes. Yeah? Just don't eat before you go out to see disciples. Before the satsang, Sunday don't eat at all. Until you finish, go home. But sometimes I work so hard that I don't have time to eat. And when I want to eat, I'm too tired. I just drop or sit in there, struggle whether or not to eat or to go sleep. And then the body is too tired, so the body wins. So I say, okay, never mind, you can still eat tomorrow. Yeah, and now just take a rest like that. Because if I keep eating all the time, I think these clothes, I can't even look at them, not to talk about wearing them, you see? Even though it has a little gap between the buttons, I still can wear it. Understand me? Yeah. It's good like that. It's good that I don't always have good food and don't have a good appetite. But I try to eat because it's good for the world. Good affinity with many beings when you take in food. That's why Shakyamuni, he went out for alms every day, every morning, being a prince and having so many disciples. Do you think he needed to even go out to beg for food? No, even if he wanted to, his father would have given him everything he needed. Yeah, he even built a summer palace, a winter palace for him to cool him off, to make him comfortable in all kinds of weather. How would he not bring him food every day? You see what I mean? It's just the Buddha was merciful. He wanted to use this way to give the people outside a chance to earn merit, to be liberated, at least one person liberated, even without initiation. Just seeing him once, being good to him, giving him food, that's enough to earn that person a place in high heaven, liberation, outside of the three worlds already. You remember one Buddhist story I told you? That there was a very poor woman, and one of his disciples only, a monk disciple, not himself even, encountered the woman, and she was crying, and he comforted her and asked her what was the matter, remember? And then she says she was too poor and being so harassed every day, and she didn't want to live anymore, etc., etc. And the monk taught her how to sell her property. Remember that? If you have even seen that or not. Too busy. Don't look. It was on TV. It was on Supreme Master Television. Every day there is something. show on there. They show my face there. I see my face sometimes and listen to my talk sometimes, because sometimes it catches my ears. Huh? Wow, very, very wonderful story. Because sometimes whatever I said, I don't remember anymore, very little. Okay, maybe the main point, but not the whole thing. Not the live speaking when I was speaking. It was different, you know? So she says she has nothing to offer, you know? So how could she be liberated if she has nothing at all? But she had some grass, dry grass, that she was supposed to be able to sleep on the grass. You know, like the dry hay or something like that. She sleep on it. So the monk said, you can offer that, you see? So she put some clean grass on one side, in the heart, probably offering to that monk, on the Buddha. And then she sat on one side. And then that night she passed away, naturally anyway. And then she went straight to heaven. Yeah. Became a chief of a large retinue up there. Yeah. And then she couldn't see her body laying down there. And then she took her retinue together, went out back to the earth and buried that, her body in honor and all that. Even just grass. Yeah. And offer it with heart, with respect. Earned her a big place in heaven that many people can only dream of but never can attain. See that? Why am I talking about this? What was it before? What was it? You didn't listen. All of you don't understand anything. Ah, I spoke English, no. Caught you, huh? What did I say before that? Now, the blonde there, tell me. You what? Didn't hear anything.
Yes, I understand.
So what did I say before?
You tell of the grass and the lawn.
Yeah, but why did I say that? Why did I tell you the story?
Affinity.
Affinity.
The Buddha doesn't need to do those.
The Buddha, yeah. You see that? I told you whatever I said, I forget right away. But you should not. What do you mean, me too? You did not speak anything. You should not forget what I speak. You're a disciple, no. You're supposed to remember everything that Master says. No excuse. Yeah. All right. So that is the thing. You know, the Masters, the Buddhas, the saints, they are very, very compassionate in so many different ways. So people sometimes misunderstand, thinking they don't want to work or they don't want to earn their money and they go there and beg for food. It's not like that. At that time, the Buddha already became Buddha and enlightened already. He had no need. He couldn't manifest food for himself by love. Any saints who attain the Buddhahood in a high level of spiritual practice can manifest many things. Or if you're lucky, if you're lucky. Meaning, of course, at least the food they can manifest. Food and clothes, they can do that. But some masters cannot. Not allow, not we cannot. Have to exchange many things before coming down.
Gracious viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Master's Good Affinity with Sentient Beings, Part 3 of 6, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Wisdom Guides the Righteous, from the Wisdom of Solomon in the Apocrypha, Part 2 of 2, on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you grow in spirit through the inner connection with the source of all creativity.
Vegan, or are we abandoning our heaven?
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.